Did you know the risk of cancer does not stop at the scene of a fire? Firefighters are constantly exposed to diesel exhaust fumes and other airborne toxins that get trapped inside the station. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip through the combination of MagnaGrip exhaust removal systems and AirHawk air purification systems. Learn more at MagnaGrip.com. This fire engineering podcast is made possible by Tenkata Protective Fabrics. The global leader in flame-resistant fabrics, Tenkata Protective Fabrics enables millions of people worldwide to be great at what they do. Generations of industry professionals serving in the fire service, industrial, and military industries rely on Tenkata Fabrics for safety, comfort, and confidence. From the harshest working conditions to the welcoming site of home, Tenkata recognizes the people they're protecting are unique individuals whose lives extend beyond work. Supporting a world of evolving needs, Tenkata's innovations lead the way in user-centric design, technology, and sustainability around the globe. To learn more, please visit TenkataFabrics.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Ed Ballum, Senior Editor of Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. I'm here in Indianapolis for the 2022 FDIC International Show and Conference. A lot of things happening this week. It started today with hot training. There's something like 7,000 firefighters going around to different sites all over within a 400-mile, square-mile area, covering all different types of varieties of hands-on training, live demonstrations, live fire burns, and extrication classes. And that's just the start. That's day one, April 25th. We're expecting to have a record number of people this year, between 35 and 37,000 people are what we're expecting to converge here in Indianapolis. It's quite something. And yesterday was move-in day. There were a lot of things happening, getting set up for the show that will start on Thursday. And there was a tremendous amount of activity, trucks moving around, vendors moving things in, all getting ready for the visitors to come in and see the expo. Tremendous amount of items out on the show floor, electric trucks, turnout gear, you name it. If it's fire related, it's out there on the scene, it's out there on the floor. So we've got a little bit of a video that will show you exactly what happened yesterday, Sunday, for setup day. And I think you might enjoy looking at that.
Tomorrow, FDIC 2022 lights up. The hands-on training sites are set up. Some amazing new classes. I hope you're going to be here. If you're not, please, we're going to be streaming it. Check it out at FDIC.com. But as it goes tomorrow, hands-on training workshops, all scheduled, all packed. We're looking for record attendance. We're probably going to break somewhere around 35 to 37,000 people. It is just going to be amazing. Main program Wednesday, you don't want to miss it. And then we've got the Fool's Bash, the Fun Run, the Stair Climb, Stop, Drop, Rock and Roll. You'd want to be part of the greatest celebration of firefighting and EMS in the world. FDIC 2022 is on. The only thing missing is you. Join us here in Indianapolis.
Well, you can see there's a lot of things already happening here in FDIC. And Bobby Halton, who's my boss, the conference director, was probably more enthusiastic than anybody. He's a great guy. You can't miss his keynote speech on Wednesday. It's always inspiring, always fiery. It's a must-see. He fills the ballroom. Sometimes there's 5,000 firefighters in there all at once listening to his words. Don't miss his keynote on Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning. In between now and then, there'll be continued hands-on classes, hands-on training that gets going every morning. And then there'll be classroom starting up here soon as well. It goes all week long with the opening ceremonies on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the exhibition hall opens up. And some of the things you're going to want to see are the electric trucks that are here. There are at least three different electric vehicles here this year, and it's a wave of the future for sure. Pierce has one, E1 has one, Rosenbauer has one here as well, and there may be some other ones sprinkled in that people are bringing out prototypes. Electric trucks are something that's going to be interesting to learn more about. You can see them live, up close and personal, touch them, talk to the people that built them, learn more about how they work and how they might work for you. There's dozens of apparatus out there, from mini pumpers to tandem axle rear mount platform aerials of, 110 feet. You saw some of them on the video as they came driving in yesterday. It was interesting to see how they all flowed in here. Two buildings to make sure you check out: the Indiana Convention Center and also the Lucas Oil Stadium, which is where Pierce has a large presence, and many other vendors are there as well. So you're going to want to check out both buildings. You need to be here. This is a place to be if you're a firefighter or have any interest in it at all in this venue, in this vocation. A couple of things you want to take note of. The Fire Academy has a booth here as well. The Fire Academy is fire engineering and FDIC's and this Clarion Events training platform, where the people that write for us and present classes for us will have a platform for you to get their classes and learn more about their ways of teaching and to sign up. There's ways to keep up with your CEUs, ISO training. It's all built in. Make sure you check out the Fire Academy booth at 13022. So that's over by the fire engineering book area too, as well, in the fire engineering booth. So make sure you check both of those out as well. Special shout out, Dragertown has a tremendously large booth they're setting up. They're setting up essentially a small city in the middle of the convention floor. Check them out. There's other vendors of SCBA's, Scott, MSA. There's a variety of other truck builders here as well, including Summit, Toyn, Midwest Fire. You saw many of them driving in yesterday into the convention center when they marshaled them in. It was quite impressive to see the apparatus moving in. You're also going to check out, there's an entirely black fire truck out there. I've never seen one before, with ghost emblems on it, the shields on the sides. You'll have to take a look and see if you can find that. It'd be interesting to take a look at it. There's bright green trucks, there's blue trucks, there's of course red trucks, lots of different things to see. Extrication tools, I saw a number of them driving in yesterday as well. There's all kinds of things to see and do. There's events that happen all week long too, including the GEMS conference is co-located here as well. That's the first time this year. So we've got things that are going on with GEMS conference, including GEMS Games, which is going to be held on Friday. A scenario base where paramedics will compete with each other to figure out how to best to treat the patients. Very interesting to watch. That's the first time this year, co-located GEMS conference as well. So there's the Fools and Fools Dance. There's things to do for the Fun Run on Thursday night, something else to do. There's Stop Drop and Rock and Roll events there in the Indianapolis Ballroom. There's the Street Party off of Capitol Street on Thursday night. All different kinds of things you're going to want to see and do. And it's all family friendly as well. It's something you can bring your family to. If you're a firefighter, you want to be here. If you're just a community member at large, come on down. There's something for you to see. Who doesn't like to see big red fire trucks or have a chance to see and talk about fire related things? It's one of those things. The kids love it too as well. And there's always a lot of kids that roam around the floor as well, looking at the fire trucks and all the gear that's out there. There's a lot of apparel, Lion, Honeywell. There's Viking. I'm going to miss somebody, but I know that you can, if they're make it, they're here. Yes. There's a number of people that are involved with training as well. If there's something you need for your fire station, there's extractors, people that are demonstrating those as well. Washing machines and dryers and exhaust systems, ventilation systems. One of the hot buttons in the fire service these days is decontamination. People want to make sure their gear is clean and ready to be used and to keep carcinogens away from us as firefighters and to protect our health. There's a lot of that information out there as well, and different things that you can do to help yourself be safe. There's, you name it, you come here. You've even got t-shirt vendors if you're into that as well. There's a whole variety of things to do. And don't forget that the biggest part of this is education. We want to make sure people are safe. We have the people, the best instructors in the world coming here to teach our classes. And some of the ones that are just packed, you have to standing room only. And it's great to see all those people coming around there to do that. We've got all kinds of things to do. There's food to eat. There's things to see in Indianapolis. You're going to want to check it out. FDIC 2022 is on and happening right now. And as Bobby said, the only thing that's missing is you. So please make your way down here and make sure you get here. It's going to be going through Saturday, April 30th. And we hope to see you here soon. Thank you.